I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Typhoon Roki took a swipe at the disaster zone in Japan Wednesday. Asian Access's Joe Handley says because of the tsunami, A2 teams were already in place and networked. Within the next 3 to 5 years, they're hoping to plant 1,000 churches.
A place where Christ's name has not been very prominent, all of a sudden it's becoming quite the story. Churches are a key force for providing aid. And so we've come alongside of these churches and help equip them to be the centers for relief in their community.
Next, Kids Across America sold, saved, and gave to kids across the globe this past summer. The EFCA's Global Fingerprints Program Director, Jill Hall, says 47 vacation Bible schools raised $46,000 to build wells in India and Haiti. Many kids now understand Christ's heart for orphans, and now Global Fingerprints is turning the challenge to adults for Orphan Sunday, November 6th.
What the children have done this summer is amazing, and I'm just praying that what they've done will inspire the adults to step up and take the next step to do something to care for the kids around the world.
Find resources to get your own church involved at our website. And Faith Comes by Hearing is just inches away from having the Bible recorded in 600 languages. Can you believe it? The Audio Bible Ministry recently added 9 languages to their bank of recorded scriptures, bringing their total to 582. The new recordings represent people groups from Liberia, China, Kazakhstan, Brazil, and more who will now be able to hear the good news in their heart language even if they can't read. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.